Johann Sebastian Bach. A man could not well be more utterly alone or without sympathy than he was. Even his sons and pupils but half understood him.
It would be impossible to speak in detail of Bach's unbelievably many compositions at Leipzig. His cantatas were long, 30 pages and more, and he wrote some 300 of them. It was his duty to provide motets and other music for funerals, for Lent, Passion Week, and other special events. And here at the Thomasschule in Leipzig, Bach thought he had found the happiness he had been so long seeking.
For over a year, my duties at the Thomasschule brought no difficulties. I composed the weekly music which was needed in the four churches connected with the school, and I had a few pupils to whom I taught the organ and clavier. For over a year, I was happy that I had come to Leipzig to work in a school where the Word of God was the first and foremost thing. The pupils of the school were thoroughly and elaborately regimented, and if the punishment were hard, it was because of tradition.
Nikolai?
Yes, sir?
You know the rules of the school?
I do, sir.
Then you know you have disobeyed?
Yes, sir.
For being the last to leave Herr Bach's classroom, and for not closing the door as we insist you do, you are to receive 5 lashes from the whip. Thomas?
Yes, sir.
For speaking German instead of Latin, between breakfast time and noon, you have disobeyed the rules. You admit that you have?
I do.
Then you deserve the punishment. 10 lashes.
I know it's none of my affair, but it does seem that some of these boys are being punished too severely.
They must abide by the rules, Herr Bach.
But they're only human. We all make mistakes.
At the Thomasschule, we try to teach them not to make mistakes. But when they do, they are punished.
For failing to shut a door? For speaking German at a certain hour when you should be speaking Latin? Are these such dreadful mistakes?
Herr Bach, you are merely cantor here at the school. You teach and compose music. Leave the punishment to us, and we shall leave your music to you.
And so it went. The strictly regimented way of teaching and living. I didn't approve, but there was little I could do. My job was music, and nothing else. But strangely, Anna and I were happy in Leipzig. Here we reared our family of 13 children. Here we watched and guided their learning, as all parents must do. But our happiness was brought about by suffering. Sometimes, through suffering, one can find a happiness which others can little dream about. And then, too, we had our faith in the Lord. And with such, there is a spiritual happiness that becomes greater than material happiness. The Lord knows I had failed in some of my previous positions. Again, I was failing, this time in my own house. It was my eldest son, Wilhelm.
No, Wilhelm. I forbid it.
You forbid me to even see and speak with my father?
When he is working, yes.
He's merely composing.
That is very hard work, Wilhelm. You know that.
Why? Just because he's tried to teach me organ and clavier. I'm no musician.
You're a fine organist. If only...
If only what?
If only you devoted yourself to worthwhile things instead
of... Oh, instead of going with my friends. My friends, of whom you and father don't approve.
You have talent, Wilhelm. Mm. It's against God's wishes that a man with talent throw it away.
My life is mine, to live as I please.
You have hurt your father more ways than you know.
Then I've got to hurt him more. Now, I'm going in to see him whether you like it or not.
No, Wilhelm.
Here. What's all the noise about?
I merely wanted to speak with your father. It's important.
Well, then I suggest you say what's on your mind, my son. I have plenty of time to listen to my own children. Now, what is it?
I'm leaving Leipzig.
You? Why? What for?
I'd rather not say.
And I'd rather know. Why are you leaving, Wilhelm?
I have a job in an orchestra.
There are plenty of jobs to be had here as organist.
I've no wish for that sort of thing.
Why not?
I don't want to tell you.
If you're actually going to leave, I want to know why, Wilhelm.
Very well. I'll tell you. I don't want to become a musician like you. I don't want to move from one place to another all my life, accomplishing nothing.
Wilhelm.
I want no part of such a life. I want to be respected.
Your father's respected.
Is he? No. They just put up with him here at the school because he can compose for their churches. They don't respect him or his music. And what if it is good music? What if it's the best in the world? They don't know it. I don't want to spend the rest of my life composing music that means nothing to the people who hear it.
Wilhelm. Your father's music means a great deal to me. And if the people of Germany don't appreciate it now, they will someday. Such music is for the ages.
The ages. Maybe so. But in the meantime, people laugh at my father. Laugh at his music, which they can't understand. Laugh at his seriousness, at his piousness. And they do laugh. His students laugh at him. I've heard them. Well, I can tell you this. I'm leaving because that isn't the sort of life I want. My life is going to be a better one.
Oh, Wilhelm. Your father has suffered so much already.
No, Anna. Suffering is second nature for me. I feel quite lost without it. And Wilhelm, if you're determined to go, may God go with you. And may he help you.
Thank you. Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Wilhelm.
Oh, my dearest. My dearest.
You're sad for me?
He's hurt you. More than you'll ever tell me.
Yes. He's hurt me. But we can do nothing now but pray for him.
He had no right to speak as he did. No right.
Every right, Anna. Every right. Perhaps they do laugh at me. Perhaps they don't appreciate my music. And perhaps I have given my children a sorrowful life. But this much I do know. My life is music. And good or bad, appreciate it or not, I can't give it up. It's my way of showing my faith in God. And after all, Anna, isn't faith the most important thing in the world?
The most important, Sebastian.
Then I pray to God to forgive Wilhelm. And I pray that someday, my music may bring faith to those who hear it. If only that could be.
It seems unbelievable that in the midst of such an atmosphere, Sebastian could write music. But write he did. And as the storms and strifes became greater, so did his music. The Lord knows best. Perhaps it is necessary when men want to do great things that first they must suffer. And suffer Sebastian has, all of his life. But even now, with each new piece of music, he still writes for the preface, in Jesus' name.
For you, dear God, for you alone, I write my music.
You wish to see me, Herr Bach?
Yes.
I haven't much time.
When I first came here, my duties were not clearly defined, but I have done my best because I like the school.
Yeah. Go on.
I thought it was my duty to have charge of all music for special occasions.
Well?
Gorner, the organist, says that is his job.
So? it's nothing to worry about. I'm sure we'll have good music one way or the other.
As cantor of the school, I am to choose the hymns for Sunday Vespers.
As preacher, that is my job. The hymns you wish sung are too slow. They're not good because the melody is not easy to follow.
The hymns I choose are hymns that glorify the Lord in the proper manner.
Mine do the same. Good day, Abba.
As cantor, I am responsible for the performance of the choir. Then I believe it's my duty to say who can and who cannot sing in it.
All children must be allowed to sing in the choir, Herr Bach.
Even if they have no singing voice.
All children can sing if they wish to. It is your job to make them wish to do so.
And yet, You require a group of people to sing. You ask that they sing perfectly. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, you reprimand them. And you say that all children can sing.
I do. Now back to your own work, Herr Bach.
Please, Sebastian, you've been working all night. It can't be that important.
Ah, but it is, Anna. This is the greatest piece of music I've ever written.
Is it?
In this music, I have put all that I feel. In this music, God is glorified to the fullest of my ability.
But you haven't slept all night. And in a few hours, you must teach.
In a few hours, I'm going back into this world. This world with its petty differences, its hates and dislikes. Let me stay with my music a while longer, Anna.
Of course. I'll bring you something to eat. Now, why do you laugh?
Oh, because I tell you this music is the greatest I've ever written, and you don't even ask the name of it.
Only because I worry about your getting no sleep and your classes in the morning. But I do want to know, Sebastian, what will you call this, your greatest work?
In honor of God and the Bible, I shall call this my Passion According to St. Matthew. When the work was finished, my Passion According to St. Matthew, I wrote on the first page, in Jesus' name.
And so we conclude chapter 13 of the life of Johann Sebastian Bach. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with chapter 14 of The Life of Johann Sebastian Bach. Life is made up of little things, and it's over the constant local irritations that people most often quarrel. Even so, it was over the little things that Bach quarreled with his superiors at the Thomasschule. And yet it seems almost unbelievable that in the midst of so much tension, Bach wrote his greatest masterpiece, his Passion According to St. Matthew, dedicated to the Lord.
The papers lay before me. My work was finished. This music, which I considered my best so far, lay before me in its completed form. True, hours of toil and hard work, but also of beauty and peace lay in those notes. And now it is finished. Now it must be performed.
Sebastian?
Hmm?
Sebastian?
Oh, Anna.
Can you stop staring at those papers long enough to eat something?
I believe so. I'll try.
Good.
The children in bed?
And asleep. Hmm. I suppose I should wake them. This is sort of a celebration, isn't it? The completion of your greatest work.
I'd rather we celebrate it together and alone.
I thought you would. Besides, the greatest part of the celebration won't come until next week.
And we'll let the children in on it.
I'm afraid we'll have to, my dear. Only this morning, Kyle asked me if it were really true that the school was going to perform your work.
And what did you tell him?
Well, that it was true, of course.
Even to me, it seems like a dream. They care so little for my music. And now, all of a sudden, they're willing to let me give my greatest work on Good Friday afternoon.
They're willing, as long as you do all the work yourself.
Oh, I won't mind.
Promise me you won't go at it too hard.
I promise. But this has got to be a success. It means so much to all of us.
It's going to be a great success. Don't you worry about it.
I can't help but worry.
Not while I'm around. Now, here, you drink your coffee.
Thank you.
Just think, Sebastian. On Good Friday afternoon, the Thomasschule presents the newest work of Johann Sebastian Bach. His Passion According to St. Matthew.
Sounds dignified.
If you can tell by the name that it's going to be magnificent.
You have such faith in me, Anna.
I suppose you haven't faith in yourself.
Faith in God, not myself. This music is for him, He it is who must decide its success or failure. The week that followed gave me little time for rest. I organized the two choirs, totaling only 16 persons, the two orchestras, numbering 18 players, and the two organs, both out of tune. Day and night, I rehearsed them on my new work, and slowly, gradually, in spite of the differences, it took shape. But there were difficulties.
This work of Bach, what is it? What on earth does it mean?
You should know. You play one of the organs.
That's just it. I don't know. And neither does anyone else.
But I've heard you practice. Together, the whole thing sounds magnificent.
Does it?
Bach is a genius. Why don't you admit it?
Bach's a genius, and so am I.
You?
Yes, I. Even I could write such music. All you do is jumble the organ in with the orchestra in with the voices, and then when they're all jumbling together, you stand up and shout to the world, "Here is music, my people! Music written by a genius!" Bach may be a genius. The only trouble is, there are so many of them in our country.
I can't understand it. How could you let this man present his work on Good Friday?
Oh, Bach's one of our finest musicians. It just might happen that this work is of the same caliber.
And if it isn't, you will have disgraced the meaning of Good Friday.
Mm.
You will have given the people of Leipzig a brilliant fiasco.
Nevertheless, we must take the chance. If Bach is as great as some people think, then we mustn't be behind in acknowledging it.
April 15th, 1729, Good Friday. Everybody was up early in our house this morning. The children are terribly excited because their father is conducting a new work at the Thomaskirche this afternoon. And Anna, sweet Anna, she told me not to worry. And yet this morning I found her putting little Elizabeth's shoes on the wrong feet. Well, it's only a few short hours away now. The first presentation of Passion According to St. Matthew.
Please, children, please be quiet. Carl, help me see if you can't quiet Regine down.
Yes, Mother.
Sebastian, what do you want?
Oh, it's all these buttons. I can't manage them.
Then let me help, Kitty. Oh. Now, my husband must look his best this afternoon. There we are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my dear. You're calmer than I am. Anna, before we go to the church, I think we should pray. All of us, together.
Of course, Sebastian. Carl, try and keep the children quiet.
Children, dear God, this Good Friday afternoon, today, I present to the people of Leipzig my latest music. May its success be left to you, and thy will be done.
Well, it won't be long now before we know whether it is Bach, the genius, or not.
Not long, my friend. Look, here he comes now.
There he is, Mother. Look, there he is.
Yes, Carl.
Look at him. He doesn't seem a bit frightened.
No. Oh, Carl, the people must like this.
They will, Mother, they will.
Look, he's raising his baton. I think I'm going to faint.
No, Mother, not now. Then you wouldn't hear the music.
Dear God, let these people do their best with my music. In Jesus' name.
What do you make of
it? I don't know. I don't know.
Mother, it's good. It's good.
It's magnificent, Carl.
What does it all mean?
It sounds like an opera. An opera.
His masterwork. His masterwork.
The genius expresses himself in music.
Mother, they're laughing.
They don't understand. They don't know.
They don't know. It's good. I know it. I feel it.
A vase. It's nothing but a vase. I want to go home.
His masterwork.
Come, Carl. We'd better go home.
I want to go home, Mother. I want never to come here again.
You mustn't say that, my dear. Your father's music is good. The people can't understand it because it's new. It's passed over their heads. Come now, come.
Ah, Herr Bach. Come in, please.
I can only stay for a few minutes. I think I should be home with my family.
Of course. What I have to say won't take long. This afternoon must have proved to you that your work in our school must come first. Your hopes to become a great musician, I'm sorry to say, have failed.
Only because the people didn't...
Do not blame the people. Blame yourself, Herr Bach. Now for the news, I'm afraid not pleasant. Because you refuse to explain your conduct in so many ways, because you neglect your singing lessons, and you have, and last, to stop you from trying to reach the stars as you tried this afternoon, the school has decided to cut your wages.
But I need what I earn to live on. My family
cannot... Your family will not starve, Herr Bach. The school will see to that.
Sebastian, you must try to sleep.
No, Anna. There's no sleep for me this night.
You can't blame yourself. Your music is good. I know.
I said it was my greatest work. My greatest work.
It is. It is.
And the people laughed.
Only because they couldn't understand.
If they didn't understand today, they never will.
You can't say that. You don't know.
Perhaps it isn't the people who are wrong. Perhaps they have every right to laugh.
No, Sebastian. They have no right to laugh. Your music is the finest that I have ever heard. Because I know you so well. Because I believe so much in God. Because I love you. I know that this music will someday be recognized.
Not in my time.
And that isn't important. You want no fame for yourself. You wanted only to write music to glorify the Lord. You've done it, Sebastian. And someday the Lord will open the eyes of the people so they can understand and appreciate.
Oh, Anna.
Please, come to bed. Please try to sleep.
I'll try.
Tomorrow is a busy day for all of us. And we're going back to our work just as if today had been as victorious as we had prayed it would. Remember, my dear, we don't need the praise of the people to be happy. We have our love for God and our love for each other.
I slept well that night, and I thought neither of the day that had passed, nor of the days that would come.